Then we come to February 15th, the spiritual alchemist number, which merges today with the number 13, the divine feminine number, the number of life, death, rebirth, transformation. Very empowering day as spiritual alchemy merges with transformation to create joy and magic. So there's a great attention on self-care when the number 15 or any six number that reduces to six adds up. And so nurturing others, nurturing yourself is important today. And as you do that, you come full circle and feel a sense of completion. Family and business responsibilities, when taken seriously, open new doors to opportunities. Your compassion creates overall harmony. Love, family, security, home, honesty, and joy are your keywords today. And this is a day of tremendous abundance. If you apply yourself, if you have a plan, if you follow through, if you're open to the unexpected today because of the number 13, then abundance can expand exponentially with that discipline and total commitment to your goals. The moon sextiles Mercury retrograde today. So your mind is highly connected to your intuition as your heart and mind are totally in sync. All communication is deeply heartfelt and may be talking about something that has happened previously in order to clear the air because of the retrograde. So feel your way into every conversation. Express yourself. You have the clarity to share deep emotions today. Then we have the Mercury retrograde also impacting news, impacting emails, letters, short trips. So that can also be activated today. And you can, of course, cover deeper subject matters with language that is sensitive, soothing, and spiritual. On the 16th, on Tuesday, we have a 7 universal month, of course, for February, and a 7-7 code because 16 reduces to 7. So again, this is a day for nature, for rest, for intuitive insights, for listening. And today it is merged with the number 14, which is all about communication, the internet, anything to do with publishing, writing. So bringing these two together means, you know, you could really communicate a message, a deep message. And it brings a lot of unexpected energy as well. There, you know, 16 and 14 definitely can bring surprising developments. And so the whole point of 16 is if you listen to your intuition, you will always be guided no matter what happens, you know, no matter how unexpected it is, whatever the case may be. So be sure to take extra time for contemplation, rejuvenation. The double seven today really requires that. And at the same time, your mind is really active today and the energy can move swiftly. So be prepared to make quick decisions. Multitasking is also favored as long as you don't get distracted and disconnected from divine source. Your requirement for peace and quiet is definitely heightened today. The moon sextiles Venus. This is a beautiful aspect as feelings of love and desire for affection are strengthened. You feel happy. You want to share your happiness with others. Your sensuality and beauty are enhanced, and your emotional connection to abundance is also magnified. So you want to seek out people who uplift and inspire you and focus on how to create financial flow. Then on Wednesday, the 17th of February, we have the number of immortality 17 merged with this spiritual alchemist 15. So how amazing is this? This is another favorite day of mine. You can celebrate immortal love today. That love is immortal. Wonderful abundance opportunities are magnified with this code. Wonderful manifestation opportunities that are rooted in positive outcomes are truly enhanced. Confidence and trust generate expansion in your financial flow. So you want to love freely. You want to love without limitations. And you want to allow that action that comes from the manifestation to inspire you to just expect those opportunities for success and prosperity. Know that they are already in play. They've already unfolded in the ethers. So allow your vision to nurture you at soul level to inspire incredible greatness. Now, we have a very big transit today. This is a transit that is one of the defining ones for 2021. And it comes together today, which means that since these are two slow-moving planets, Saturn and Uranus, you will have felt it, you know, in the last week or so already really ramping up. And Saturn, of course, rules Capricorn. Uranus rules Aquarius. And so this is a square between the two, which brings tension. And so we're being confronted again around this time with how to let go of those past ways of doing things. This is a constant theme right now because it's not a one-off, right? There's always more that we can let go of in order to be present for freedom. And freedom is only attained when we are free from the past. And the past really leaves a big imprint on us. So what Uranus brings to the equation is a lot of spontaneity and creativity and makes them very available to you. So you're being challenged now to harness your creative brilliance. And this can present an inner tension as traditional values about creativity or what you should be doing or focusing your day on are let go. And you just adjust to the unusual, which would be embracing timelessness. Right? So your quest for independence from the past is tempered by your desire to be responsible, and that is Saturn. So this merges freedom and responsibility, and the square means there is room for harmonization between the two so that you don't feel this internal battle where it feels like you can only have one or the other, liberation or obligation. So this is really key that the sense of responsibility that you, of course, have in your life is coming from a place of joy and liberation. So it's vital that you have a meditative practice to calm the inner tension that may arise. And know that experiencing any conflict at this time, especially with authority figures, which Saturn governs, in regards to rules imposed on you that you feel limit your freedom, limit your ability to express yourself creatively, these conflicts need to be addressed as well. The ultimate message of Saturn square Uranus is to find balance between duty and freedom. So this is a planetary aspect of maturity and personal growth, and you're basically merging planning and flexibility. You're merging spirituality and science. You're merging conservative and liberal. You're merging galactic and planetary. So all of these are one, and we've created division, and that division is being asked, first of all, to be addressed as an illusion, and second of all, to be brought into harmony. So at this time, it's just as important to seek security as it is to seek independence. So be sure to spend time alone to develop and nourish your creative brilliance. And know that relaxation and deep breathing create a space within you to channel those amazing insights. Discipline and dedication to what matters gives you the foundation to share your discoveries in a practical and honest way. Saturn square Uranus is an invitation to study and benefit from the art and science of astrology and numerology. Respect for the esoteric and scientific union expressed in astrology and numerology will contribute to a global awakening as optimism, wisdom, and connection to the cosmos liberates humanity from confined thinking, limited experiencing during this time of transformation. Now, keep in mind that Saturn is in Aquarius, which is Uranus's home sign. So there's a huge activation of Aquarius now and the loosening up of the old expectations that have been imposed on us from day one all across the board. This is definitely a moment, a month to look closely at those and freely feel totally liberated and free to extricate ourselves. And then we come to Thursday, the 18th of February. On this day, this is a day of rest. So after this tremendous square that happened on the 17th with that powerful numerology code, we now have a day of rest where 18 is literally about taking care of your health and healing and resting, and 16 is about silence and listening to your intuition. So this is a code of release and inspiration, making it a perfect day to take time for contemplation and R&R. You receive intuitive downloads that are informed especially by love and compassion. So be gentle with yourself, be gentle with others. Patience and passion allow your soul to connect with the divine. When you listen in silence, your heart hears the words of the divine, and your heart will connect all the dots and show the way towards wisdom and peace. The moon sextiles Neptune today, so that really enhances your psychic abilities. Your imagination, your intuition, your creativity, they're greatly magnified. So engage with soul-centered activities. Engage with creative artistic projects. Pay attention to your visions. You feel a more delicate, light, sweet, and spiritual energy today. Your dreams may intensify. You receive wonderful insights. Mystical experiences may also shift your perspective. On Friday, the 19th of February, we have a code of the Prince of Heaven number 19 merged with 17, 17 universal date, the immortality number. So this is definitely a day of enlightenment, shining the light on the fact that you are immortal, that your soul lives forever, that you are naturally empowered by light and love, that you are naturally courageous and the leader of your destiny. So, very important day this Friday. You feel tremendous strength and vigor. You have a wonderful opportunity to just implement visionary leadership. And if opportunities arise for you to take the lead, absolutely take those. Abundance flows, so manifest with your financial targets in the forefront of your mind. Your mind is very focused on manifestation today. Shine your light fully. You are unstoppable. Venus squares Mars today, and that means you feel very sensually activated, sexually activated. This transit is energetically exhilarating. Guard against overexcitement or aggressiveness or getting into any disputes, and instead channel the energy into manifesting your deepest desires in a creative way. On Saturday, the 20th, we have a code that reads 220-2021. So there are two 20s in the code, which means we're being reminded on the 20th of every month this year what it is we learned last year in 2020, and in this case, move into a place of truth and joy, which is what 21 represents. Now, this whole date adds up to 9, which is the number of unconditional love, and 20 is the number of intimacy and harmony. It can indicate movement as well, but the movement is generated in order to create more balance, more harmony, more peace. So it's a quiet weekend day of intimacy, serenity. Letting go reveals the answers to your questions. You're more sensitive than usual. You're more open to exquisite tenderness. Unconditional love, partnership, forgiveness, and beauty are your guiding lights today. The moon trines Mercury. And this is important because today, the 20th of February, is the day that Mercury stations direct in Aquarius. And so, having a trine from the moon, just as Mercury has slowed down, and remember, planets impact us the most when they are stationing either backwards, retrograde, or forwards, direct. And Mercury is at a standstill today as it is trining the moon. And this is a wonderful indication of a energy that is now going to be felt a lot more as we move into the end of February and into March, that will feel very positive, very caring. You're in touch with your feelings as your intuition and intellect merge into one. You have wonderful clarity today. Reading situations and people is easy as your perception and intuition are magnified, and this allows you to take the pulse of what is going on energetically and adjust rapidly. Your ability to express your ideas is enhanced in all kinds of communication, so you're able to communicate with joy and optimism. And this is so favorable for conversations and stimulating a wealth of ideas. Meeting with friends and family that are heart-centered and feel nourishing is also indicated here. Deeper discussions are favored. And then on Sunday, the 21st, we have the code of 221-2021, so double 21 code. We have this every month of the year, of course, and that indicates truth. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall bring you joy is very much in play on this Sunday. Now, the whole date adds up to 10, the number of love and light, instant manifestation. So you can implement creative new ideas that illuminate truth and joy. You feel very optimistic. You really want to get out and play today. This is a wonderful day for a fresh start, to just, you know, go on a journey, some kind of, doesn't have to be literal, but getting into a place where your imagination soars, having movement in the day. Your imagination gives you the keys to your happiness, and so allow that imagination to flow uninhibited. The instant manifestation number of love and light, number 10, delights and inspires you to feel your way through every moment, every decision, every question by seeking only to activate what makes you happy. Now, the moon trines Venus today, and that brings the theme of pleasure, happiness, love, abundance, into a place of just the ability to feel it all day long. This is just a beautiful complement to the numerology code, as affection and happiness and sharing are part of the day. So this is a gorgeous Sunday. You want to immerse yourself in things that are beautiful, like the arts. Anytime Venus shows up or Neptune, we are reminded of the beauty of the arts, and to fill your soul with that beauty and allow love to touch everything you do. You want to socialize, preferably in a beautiful environment, and you want to beautify your environment so you understand the importance of those little pleasures in life.